Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you want to check us out online, please do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page. Go to SOL Radio Live. SOL Radio Live on the top of that page. Subscribe there. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to give us a call at any time, you can do so. And that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to give you a quick shout-out here, friends. Now is the time to book us. We're always booking out for the next 3 months. We just got back from Arizona and California, so we're looking at next month and the month after that. Looks like we're going to be going to the East Coast sooner or later here to do that filming that we tried to get to late last fall, and we're looking to do that this up-and-coming spring, sometime probably in March or April. So between now and then, those months are pretty much open. We're probably going to end up going back into Arizona again, and there was another state, too. I lost my train of thought, but with that said, that's okay. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, really quick, you know what? Let me just stop for a moment and just kind of share my heart real quick. You know, I want to say this because I say it in a different way almost every single day. And again, that is the art of radio. It really truly is. And I think that kind of, when you can say it a different way, it kind of breaks up some of the monotony, right? But one of the things that I notice people do, and I'm not going after them for that, but one of the things that I notice people do is they continuously reiterate points that much of the information that's given unto us, we already know it. For example, I don't think it's important for us to sit there and just talk about specificity of the crimes of some politicians that's been there for 30 years and giving us some new definition to the crimes that we know that he's already guilty of committing or she's guilty of committing. I think that's a waste of time. And I think the bottom line, more so than anything, is that the American people already know who the bad guys are. But for some reason or another, they love expositions that go on for an hour, 2 hours, and 3 hours, talking about the same nonsense, getting more information concerning the same crimes that have been committed by the same politician that they're highlighting. I don't see the reason behind that. If the American people know that they've committed a crime, again, we have provision found in Article 2, Section 4, to remove them for violating Article 6, Section 2, which is the Supremacy Clause, and or Article 2, Section 3. And if you want to do what we're supposed to do, you already know who the bad guys are. I don't need to give you any more information that you already have. But again, Americans, they love to sit back and just hear more. They want to get their ears filled up with more dirt on the politicians that they fail to deal with. That is a waste of time. You already know who they are, as I've said now three times, friends. I'm going to highlight some of the things that your said representatives need to be prosecuted for. There's no sense that we have to sit back and watch this nonsense anymore going on concerning the crimes. And Americans, I mean, how many times have you been found at fault for tolerating the crimes of certain politicians that have continuously assailed the American people or the Constitution 1,000 times over? I mean, does it get to the point with the American people where they're ashamed for the things that they tolerate? I know not. I know not. But what I see is very far and few between actually understand that this show is aimed at bringing about resolve. We are doers of the Word of God, not hearers only deceiving ourselves. And if you truly want the resolve, that's what we're here doing. And we pepper the answers throughout the show, every single show. And we show you many topics in which need to be covered once again. And I guess my job at this point right now is just to continuously blow the horn regardless if people want to respond to it or not. Or you can call it a trumpet, Ezekiel 33 verse 3. Okay, so with that said, let me get to this before the end of this first segment. This was yesterday. They were spraying like mad again. And one of the things that you'll realize is once they're spraying, right, a part of God's judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, isn't it interesting that when they spray, that all of a sudden the weather starts getting warmer and warmer and warmer and warmer. Anybody pay attention to that? Yeah, they're modifying weather, okay? And I'm going to get to more of this in just a moment. But I want you to see for yourselves, friends, how this is already out in the open, and we've done this because many of the mainstream media's useful idiots have already highlighted the crimes in which they're highlighting right now for you. Let's go over to this guy. He's the former head of the CIA. He's an angry, controlled operative, to say the least. But I want you to go ahead and listen to see what he has to say concerning geoengineering, and listen to how he sells it to you, people. Listen to how he sells it to you.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol.
So they're blaming global warming for it.
A method of seeding the stratosphere.
They create the problem, they bring in the answer.
In much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would
not remove. So, friends, they're telling you that they're doing this.
On the geopolitical
That's what I want you to see.
The technology's potential.
This former head of the CIA, they're telling you they're doing this. CIA director admits plans for geoengineering. They're creating the problem. They're calling it climate change, and then they bring in the answer. He just got done telling you they were the ones geoengineering. Okay? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, my goodness, there's just so much to share with you. Here, I want you to hear this, too. We were just talking about geoengineering given to you by yours truly, John Brenner. I mean, this crook. Talking about geoengineering. Folks, they're creating something called what they want you to believe is climate change. They want to tax you. They want to further enslave you. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, the power to tax is the power to destroy. So what are they doing? They're creating all these scenarios. They're spraying chemicals down on the people. He just told you this. They call it geoengineering. They're modifying weather patterns, and it's also very destructive to the body. And if you want to take it a step further, that's all you have to do is go over to Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, if you want great specificity concerning the issue, okay? The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Now, don't sit there and or stand down and ask the question, why is the Lord allowing this? No, put it into context. The Lord is allowing what you fail to deal with, and that's exactly what's going on here. If you want to fail to keep his commandments that you might live, Proverbs 7, well, then you're going to be a partaker of the judgments, like it or not, Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. So I wanted to show you this because sometimes you'll get answers from the least suspected. Someone has this machine in their home, you know, the Siri, it picks up everything that's going on in your house and then it sends to all of your advertisers. So if you're talking about something and then before you know it, you're getting all these advertisements coming from these companies that are selling the things that you were just talking about. Well, that's what Siri does when you have her right in smack dab in the middle of your home. She's she's picking up this information. Oh, and P.S., it's not just your Siri, these little platforms that I'm going to show you in a moment. It's also when you're talking around your phone. Has anybody noticed when you're talking about things that you may need or you're looking at or just in conversation in passing, all of a sudden you start getting advertisements on your email list? It's because your phone is picking it up. And yes, this is all illegal. Isn't it interesting? The conversation they want you to have to feed into their corporate buddies, that's all accessible, friends. And that's acceptable according to the crooks that want to rule over you. But the minute when you talk in accordance with the Word of God and the Constitution against these subversives, somehow or another, they just can't have that. Well, baloney. They're going to have it, regardless if they like it or not. So let's go back to chemtrails, okay, because this is becoming more common. And I was just highlighting what was going on over in the front of my studio the other day. Huge lines. The weather was freezing cold. Of course, it was minus something. And then the next day, it warmed up a little bit. Of course, right on cue, you can always see that. Then we just listened to this criminal CIA director admit plans for geoengineering. It's been going on for a long time now. For those that did not know, I also wanted to let you know that did you know, and that's probably why you're listening, so you do know, that there's actually states now banning geoengineering. Did you see this? This is brand new information. They're now banning geoengineering. No joke. Before I get to that, let me get to this. This is someone's Siri device that they had in the home, and they asked a question about chemtrails, geoengineering, so on and so forth, or the content as to what's inside of them. And this is the response that they got. Check this out.
Alexa,
what sorry.
What is being sprayed in the skies?
In the skies, various substances are being sprayed, including nanoplastics, aluminum, and barium. These materials are being dispersed for various purposes, such as weather modification and atmospheric research.
Okay, so that was Alexa. Forgive me. I'm not all up to par on all that technology. Do forgive me. But did you catch that? Alexa told us the truth. That's exactly what's in the skies. Oh, my goodness. Again, it's just unthinkable. And for anybody that wants to call it a conspiracy theory, folks, pay attention, because they're not doing anything in the dark. They're doing this all right in front of our faces. Okay? This isn't being done in a corner somewhere, folks. Nope, they always divulge all the information out to the people. You just got to pay attention. And I know that there's people that say, well, it's just a conspiracy theory. Hey, listen, dummy. Look up. That's all you have to do. Something seriously wrong. I shared with you concerning a trip that I took to Nashville. This was some time ago. I'm just pulling this up for you, folks, on sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com. And it was interesting. We were flying to Nashville. We were looking at another tour bus before we were going to hit the road again. And interestingly enough, my pilot buddy that got us a buddy pass, who was a military pilot also in the Air Force, he used to fly F-16s, we were flying, and I looked at a distance, and I could see him spraying down, and I knew it wasn't contrail, it was chemtrail. And I woke him up, and I said, hey, I got a question for you. And I was playing stupid. I already knew what I was going for, okay? And I wasn't trying to manipulate him. I just didn't want to coach him into giving me the answer that I already knew as to what I was dealing for concerning the answers, right? And so I looked at him, and I said, hey, what is that stuff coming behind the wings of that jet over there? Oh, I'm thinking it was probably 5 miles away. You could see it. We were 30, 35,000 feet up in the air. And he looked, he woke up, he looked over after I asked him the question, and he gave me this bewildered look, folks. And this is what he said to me. Had no idea. This was 15 years ago. He said, I don't know what that is, but I can tell you right now, that's not contrail. Of course it's not contrail, folks. It's exactly what the Lord said it would be. It's a pestilence. It's modifying weather. It's destroying respiratory systems in the bodies of people. It's creating issues, asthma. It's creating cardiac arrest. The list goes on. And you'll also notice that this is only happening over, friends, only over populations where there's a whole lot of people to be sprayed down upon. Okay? It's pretty crazy, but that is, in fact, what is going on here in the state of Minnesota. And, of course, we've had a record year when it comes to the weather here in the state of Minnesota. We've had very little snow all the way up until Christmas. I don't think we ever experienced anything like this. It was weather that we experienced from, let's say, October, the middle of October, all the way to Christmas. The weather was like fall timeout. In all my life, I have never, ever seen Minnesota like this before. 3 years ago, there was a drought like never before. I talked to local farmers just again, plain imbecilic, to ask them the question to see what their response is. And I say, what's going on here? I remember a farmer told me, he goes, I've never seen this before. He was born and raised, grandfathered right into the very land in which he lives today. Never seen this before. And folks, that's all they have to do is look up on the days that they're getting drought. Even in the middle of the winter when it's really warm out, just look up. You'll find these chemtrails that they're spraying down on the people. And it's stuff that you can't make up, folks. It really, truly is. You can't make up what's going on here. Okay? So anyways, you got the point there. Let's go on to the next point. Again, stain this front until the American people understand what's going on. We have ex-Saints linebacker Ronald Powell dead at 32 years old. Dead at 32 years old. Oh, at the same time, today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, are happy, proud as a bunch of brazen, whorish peacocks, that their man, they're empowering him, the father of the vaccine, back into the people's White House. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But the conservatives of the day, here, let me say this. Had a conversation with a guy today. I said, do you realize that the best that the American people have, the best that the American people give ear to, the best that the American people take instruction from, are the very reason we are in trouble today? Because the American people don't realize that justice guards our liberties. And the people that they're listening to never bring about result because they don't realize that the people that they're taking instruction from serve their golden calves. Their sponsors, not them, the people, not in any sense of the word. Nope. The best that you have today, America, is the very reason that you're in trouble today, and it's not Jesus Christ that you're listening to. That's why you're in trouble. You're not listening to the Lord. You have wickedly departed by giving ear to those that are serving their golden calf, saying, these be thy gods, O Israel, that golden calf. No, they are not. Let's go to the next point, piggybacking off the fact that we just had ex-Saints linebacker Ronald Powell dead at the age of 32 years old. And of course, Americans don't know what happened. But at the same time, simultaneously, the WEF bureaucrats demand right to euthanize children for their own dignity. Americans, I said if you didn't deal with them, that they're going to come around and they're going to sail you again, and it's exactly what they're doing. Notice how they are just bloodthirsty for your children. Oh, I'm putting a little salt on your tongue concerning the topics we're going to hit in just a moment here. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates, but Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Okay, so I'm going to take you through just a little bit of this. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. We're covering many. We're staying in the front of those things that are very important, very pertinent to the lives of the people, not just in America, but to the 53 countries that we're also broadcasting into. I want to go over and I want to show you again now the importance of free speech. And I want you to listen carefully from this global news director, Anita Krishna, with 25 years of experience, and what she had to say when she testified at the National Citizen Inquiry during the COVID-19. I want you to see the dangers. The dangers that are on the horizon concerning how important it was for federal government in servitude and subservient to that of Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. It shows you who they work for. The same thing with that sodomite across our border, and I'm talking about our northern border into Canada, Mr. Justin Trudeau. And how important it was to shut up anybody that spoke out against the narrative. I just want you to get a little taste of what this woman has to say so you can understand, again, the importance of what I'm telling you when we're dealing with censorship that's going on across this country, which is very dangerous to all of us, okay? And this is concerning the topic of the experimental jab. Once again, listen carefully, friends.
We are on right now. Can I please get you to state and spell your name for the record, please?
Anita Krishna, A-N-I-T-A, last name is K-R-I-S-H-N-A.
And do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Very good. Now, I understand that you're here today to tell us about your termination from Global News, from your position as a control room director. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Before we get into that, I would just like you to tell us a little bit more about yourself. Can you please describe your education?
I have a bachelor's degree in radio and television that I got from Ryerson University. And, I've taken other college courses, but I have a bachelor's in radio and television from there.
And how long have you been working in journalism and broadcasting?
Oh, 25 years.
Okay, she's just given her credentials. Long now time. Listen to this, folks. Yeah.
And you were working for Global in this position when the COVID-19 pandemic arrived in 2019. Is that correct?
Yes. I was a director of newscasts when COVID-19 happened. Yeah.
You've touched a little bit on the vaccines already, but as we're all aware at this point, they were rolled out in early 2021. Can you describe the coverage that you saw regarding vaccines and vaccinations specifically?
Listen carefully.
Well, yeah, I mean, the vaccine was like a religion, you know, like all we did was constantly run stories of, okay, look at this person in the hospital, this person who made a bad choice and didn't get the vaccine, oh, they ended up in the hospital. It's like all our stories were slanted to that. Everything we were saying was pandemic of the unvaccinated. If you're unvaccinated, you'll be holding everybody back. And that, we now know, isn't true.
I apologize for interrupting. Yeah. In your experience, have you seen any other event reported in this manner?
I've never seen an event in my life where you cannot go to someone to talk about it, like a senior producer, like a news director, and express your concern. And they would be open to your concerns. You know, they would be, if you had a news tip to give someone, they would at least take it on board. They wouldn't say, no, stop talking.
You see how this all went one direction, folks?
To stop talking about something. So there's an absolute reluctance to provide accurate information and to cover things that you should be doing that could help you. All there was what I would say is propaganda that didn't speak up for people. Like, we do things like on the 5 o'clock news where we would just say, and sadly, another business has shut down due to COVID.
Yes.
And we were not.
See, folks, so they were driving one narrative. They were told to go one direction. Everybody else was being censored and suppressed. Hey, folks, the importance of this, and I know that there's some people that fluctuate on all this. For some reason or another, I don't know what you're thinking, or maybe you're just not thinking, as if to suggest that this doesn't apply to you, because it does. I just shared with you a couple days ago that Liberty Counsel and Matt Staver came out and told you that Joe Biden is trying to give administrative power to the WHO to force jab everybody on this earth. It applies to you, okay? I'm trying to make sure it doesn't happen again. I'm not stopping there and saying it just doesn't need to happen again. No, I'm saying that every said representative in this country, starting from the top, including the executive, the judicial, and the legislative, all the way down to our backyards that went along with this narrative, and who profited from this narrative, who didn't take the shot but sold the fear to the people to get the shot, the experimental jab, I am telling you that your said representatives need to be prosecuted for this. There's over 17 million people that are no longer with us that went along with the narrative that was driven, just like this lady that used to work for the Global News. In fact, she was the director that was telling you that it was all shoved down your face and it was propaganda. And she said, 3 years later, did she not? Now we know that none of this is true. Americans, people that are listening to me in 53 countries, do you really think that they're not going to try to do this again if you don't hold them accountable? If you don't set the message or send the message upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26, verse 9, and showing them that you are not going to tolerate their crimes and you are going to hold them accountable for such crimes, you better know they're going to do it again. And they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. And guess what, friends? They're doing it again. How is it that the people just act as if it doesn't apply to them? I don't understand. You know, and simultaneously, what's also interesting to take note of, and I'm piggybacking off of what I just said, isn't it interesting how in New York, they tried to give passes to the city, and the only people that could get passes to the city were those that took the shot? Do you see that it's the same people, Revelation 13, 17, that are trying to get a chip into your hand before you can go to the store and buy or sell? These are the same devils that just drove this last created plandemic that are also trying to make it a cashless society to force you into a position to get the chip into your hand to buy or sell. You don't say that that's happening? Well, guess what, folks? It is happening. Matter of fact,
you're on a business trip. You're staying in Greenwich.
This is Greenwich.
So you're going to the local oldies, like this one, and you think, I'm going to go in here and buy some food so I can feed myself. And then you approach the barrier, and look, you can't even get in the shop without having a QR code to scan here.
You can't even get into the shop. Unless you weren't paying attention, or should I say, lest you weren't paying attention, it's happening. It's happening. Let me go to the next point here. It's interesting. Again, I'm not looking. I want to make clear everybody understands this. What I'm going to share with you next, I'm not looking for this information. It's interesting when you look at men and women of God that are faithful to the Lord, how He brings things to your ears that, again, are pertinent to what He's trying to reveal to the people. I'm sorry, did I say the Lord was trying? Forgive me. That He is revealing to the people. I stand corrected. The Scripture tells us the Lord will not be straitened. That means you are not going to withhold His means to get the truth to the people. But in getting the truth to the people, also keep in mind, it's for the people to respond to the truth that He's given you. It's not even my responsibility. It's my responsibility to tell you the truth, and it ends there. It's your responsibility to respond to the truth. 15 years ago, when we were doing high school assemblies, we were doing a lot of them. And in the process of doing that, my ministry was completely, it was just skyrocketing. First year we did one, the second we were asked back, we did three. Then the year after that we did 100, and then we just started doing high schools all over the country. Public schools, not asking the ACLU or the SPLC, which are subversive communist organizations, for permission to obey the Lord. Why? Because the law's on our side. Those are our kids. The state has no children. Okay? In the process of that, George W. Bush started promoting the gay agenda along with the mainstream media. See how they work together, pushing the agendas forward? See, this is why I'm telling you, you need to hold them accountable. They need to be prosecuted for being subversive in upending the Constitution. That's what they're doing, okay? And they're doing this simultaneously. I want to make clear before I show you this next piece, I'm not looking for this, it just came to me. But I warned the American people 1,000 times that the whole gay agenda is aimed at the kids. I've given you enough information 1,000 times over, okay? Look at this. This is Blaze, to their credit, and I'm glad that they're beginning to highlight the crimes of the sodomites, okay? Because this is exactly what happened to me, okay? It says, FBI nabs Nazi-supporting transvestite who reportedly threatened to go out in a blaze of glory over transphobic a-holes. That's their expletive, not mine, okay? Did you know that I had bomb threats to my ministry by sodomites? Did you know that the sodomites took my house and put it up online and they were making death threats at the same time? And did you also know that the FBI did nothing in response to those threats? We'll be right back in just a moment.
Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply in the current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Highlighting this, and again, I want you to see this carefully. Folks, your government is warring against parents to get at your kids. And I know it's a sad day in America that the parents, in their ignorance, believe somehow or another that you survived public school and your kids can go through the same process. Well, I'm here to tell you it's not the same system. But I do have a question for all of you smarty pantses out there that send your kids to public school. You do know that the federal government's illegally indoctrinating your kids, right? Illegally. It's a violation of the 10th Amendment. They have no business doing it. Okay? You also know, if it's not No Child Left Undoctrinated, where they shoot for the floor instead of the stars, they want to normalize the playing field, they want everybody to be the same, that's called communism, then they have something called Common Core, and it's not educators that actually create those curriculums, it's actually a bunch of bureaucrats trying to dummy down your kids. So before you laugh at politicians for what they're doing to your kids, I have one question for you. Why are you dropping your kids off at public schools to be raised up by your sworn enemies when the Lord told you to do it? Proverbs 22, verse 6. Just curious. But going back, let's go back to this. When I started warning people about the whole sodomite agenda, I told you it was about the kids. MSNBC came after me. CNN came after me. City Pages came after me. Pioneer Press came after me. Minneapolis Star and Tribune came after me. All outlets bought and paid for. Controlled operatives. Useful idiots is what they all are. They all said I was a liar. They all said that I'm making it up, I'm a bigot, I'm a hater. No, folks, those that say I'm a hater, they hate God, because I'm giving them the warnings that are needed, and I bring them to their ears, and I tell them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, because that's the message. If you hear a message outside of that, it's not scripturally accurate. Matthew 3, 2, Acts 20, verse 21. Okay, just again, so you know, that is the message. But how many times I've been attacked for now showing you the fruit of what's hanging on the sodomites' branches. FBI nabs Nazi-supporting transvestite who reportedly threatened to go out in a blaze of glory over transphobic a-holes. Okay, to their credit. To Blaze's credit. Good job. Okay. But folks, who's attacking who? How many times have I shared with you that it is not, friends, it is not the sodomites that are the victims. They hate the law. If you've not taken the time, go over to my page. I have two to some odd hundred videos, educational videos. Go to the Gay Manifesto. That's been in inserted into the Congressional Record back in 1987, February 19th to the 21st. It's called the Gay Manifesto. It's zeroed in on the kids. But again, if you want to know who's pushing this agenda, well, that's all you have to do is just go ahead and look to your said representatives. They're the ones pushing the gay agenda. Okay? Look at this. I want you to see this again. Just showing you the fruit of what I told you many years ago, and you're seeing this on a daily basis. They attack anybody that doesn't go along with their criminal agenda. They're an abomination. Look at this. Breitbart just came out. Ex-leader of Canadian LGBTQ pride group accused of child sex crimes. Of course. Conspiracy of silence. I'm just going to keep parroting these until you finally catch on to the fact that this is where it's coming from. Conspiracy of silence. Do yourself a favor and do the children a favor. And in the process of doing them a favor, why don't you go ahead and ask the question as to why the president, the said president of corporate America, Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, why he's going after people that are trying to stop gay porn from entering the ears and eyes of our children. Right? They're doing it all on their own. They're piecing this puzzle together perfectly. They truly are. At every given step. No doubt. Okay, well, let's take it to the final step, because my message today to the American people and to all that are listening to me, if we love the Lord, we're going to hold to the Lord's word. Read Deuteronomy 4:6. Justice guards our liberty. This is right under Moses and the Ten Commandments at the Supreme Court. By the way, also consider who's sitting on the Supreme Court, those nine unelected criminals. They're subversives, and I'm thinking of Alina Kagan, who was appointed to Harvard for queerifying Harvard. Look at the one they just fired over at Harvard. The apple doesn't fall too far from the sodomite tree, does it? Nope, absolutely not. Read Leviticus 18:22, 2013. Folks, they don't have a leg to stand on. And that's why I'm going to continuously blow this stuff in the wind and tell the American people either judge their said representatives for advocating these crimes like DeWine did just last week, and the said legislators overrode that pedophile. But I'm going to keep telling you this until either you bring justice upon the heads of corruption because you have provision to do it, or the Lord's going to bring it. But I'll tell you this. If you're going to wait for the Lord to do it, you better understand that you're going to stand back and say, I wish I would have done it when I had the time to do it. Read the book of Lamentations, which follows after Jeremiah. And that book was written because the people didn't want to listen. Okay? And regardless of how you want to take that, it matters not. This is what makes the Lord good. He's a good judge. And the things that the world hates about him, I love about him. And I want to say this to all you professed Christians out there, to those of you that say that you're the Lord's. First of all, you better understand that sanctification is a lifetime process. And I say that to those that have rejected the gospel, the truth of it, line upon line, precept upon precept, over and over and over again. You better understand that you better be blood washed, because without the blood there is no salvation. Revelation 1:5, Hebrews 9:22, the list goes on. And that we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. That's not right when I get on my deathbed, I'm gonna go ahead and repent. No. We don't need none of that. Many of those people that give their life to the Lord on their deathbed, if they could do it all over again, they'd do it all over again. They're not repentant. They just want some sort of fire insurance. And I'll tell you what, the hirelings are right there to give them a false gospel, giving them a false hope of the fact that they're going to heaven as they lived out all of their years for the devil. Shame on you. Shame on you. I don't believe there's anybody on this earth that's heard the gospel and have had opportunity after opportunity concerning that of the American people. No one has had the opportunity more than the American people. And what do? They wait until their deathbed. Yeah, you know, baloney. You're deceiving yourself, guys. You're deceiving yourselves. Let me go to my next point because it's important. Somebody just sent this over to me. Did you see this? Breaking news. New proposed bill in the state of Maine says that the state can take custody of a kid if the parents oppose sex change surgery and the chemical castration of their kids. It says right here on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, the bill authorizes a court to take temporary jurisdiction because a child has been unable to obtain a gender-affirming health care or gender-affirming mental health care. Wow, isn't that interesting? So the state now wants to hide behind little kids that want to make decisions. Well, then put a gun in their hand. Where do you think the state's going to stand there? Oh, no, he's got to be at least 18 years old. You're talking about a life transformation here? I mean, do you see how there's so much conjecture with these criminals that sit incumbent in the offices, in the hallways of government throughout the United States? Hey, folks, here, if I've ever said anything, and I mean what I'm saying here, but again, I'm not going to ask you the question as to where the said representatives derived this authority from, because we know that they created it out of thin air. We also know that the state has no children. So can somebody please tell me how it is that the American people have succumbed to the fact that anybody in any representative position in this country has the right, somehow or another, to usurp the rights of the parents by stealing away a child, which, by the way, is told in public schools. They can go ahead and make their own choices. They've been doing this stuff for a long time. When it comes to abortion, when it comes to dangerous psychotropic drugs, they want to leave it up to the counselors. They want to leave up to the indoctrinators. They want to tell your kids, do you want to be a boy or girl? They're putting all these question marks to kids in public schools today to confuse them. They want to give them all this sugar to get them all hyperactive so they can put them on dangerous psychotropic drugs. And then after the first one, if the kid is confused about it and he goes to the counselor and says, well, I'm a boy, but I want to be a girl, they want the authority to steal away that kid from their parents. Let me say this. This is criminal at every level. Your said representatives need to be prosecuted for this, and only you can do it, Americans.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.